Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Comes to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcast all over these great United States by USA Radio Network. Many great announcements coming soon about how we're spreading this show all over this country, all over online, all over television, you name it. Offers on the table and negotiations underway. All kinds of things to tell you about that represent the country we're living in today. We're under communist attack like never before in the history of America. Breaking news this very moment, multiple Houston police officers shot, suspect at large, three Houston police officers shot by a gunman today, who is now at large. The officers taken to Memorial Hermann Hospital. Their condition is unknown. And I just bring that to you. Again, we're a national radio show. And it's just shootings in one city, Houston. It's so representative of what's going on in this country today. It's representative of the massive crime wave. Can you imagine if you shoot a policeman, how sick in the head you've got to be and how many people you'd be willing to kill who don't have a badge and a gun? Can you imagine how they treat you and me if they're willing to shoot and kill policemen? So it's representative of the crime and of the wanton thuggery out on the streets in America today that's all been motivated and encouraged by George Soros-funded district attorneys who let every criminal go and who think Black Lives Matter is fine when you burn and you loot and you riot and you kill. But if you're at a peaceful protest on January 6th and they open the doors and you walk in, when they invite you in to the Capitol, that makes you the worst person in the history of the world. We've got so many problems in this country, it's incredible. By the way, if you ask me, there's so many things going wrong at once. But the issues that matter for every Republican candidate, if they don't agree with you and me, they're out. They're history. Ask them point blank. Number one, do you believe the 2020 election was stolen and there's massive voter fraud? If they don't agree, you cannot vote for them. Number one. Number two, this massive crime wave across America and the criminals being let out and the shoplifters being let out with just a desk ticket, if arrested at all. The wanton lawlessness. Number three is the vaccine mandates and the vaccine killing people. If a Republican candidate does not agree, goodbye, your history. Never going to support any candidate who doesn't understand the vaccine. They're dangerous, they're deadly, they're killing people, and the vaccine mandate is wrong and it's destroying the country. And last but not least, open borders. My God, I saved the best for last, or I should say the worst for last. The best of the worst, however you want to put it, the worst of the worst is the open borders. My God, this country is on fire. When I say the root's on fire, this country is on fire. Just incredible, incredible stories out there. You want to know what the future of America holds if you're not careful, and I mean really careful? Quebec, Canada. I've always hated Quebec, Canada. Bans unvaxxed from buying groceries at major retailers unless they're accompanied by a health warden who will ensure they only buy food and medicine. Canada is a Nazi state. That's it. It's over. A Nazi state. The Canadian province of Quebec has officially banned the unvaccinated over 12 years old from shopping at big box stores, including Walmart and Costco, unless they're accompanied by a health warden that will supervise their every move and only allow them to purchase extremely limited goods such as food or medicine. This dystopian segregation policy this Nazi policy, this Gestapo policy, this Soviet communist policy, this East German Stasi policy went into effect yesterday and applies to any retail stores that are over 1,500 square meters. It's just like COVID. Do you remember the absurdity of COVID? The absurdity of COVID was that you couldn't shop in a small store. They had to be closed down. But the big box retailers got to stay open. And now they're saying, if you're unvaccinated, you can't shop at the big box stores, but you can walk into a local pharmacy or a small bodega. Because, I don't know, if you're unvaccinated, you might kill someone at the big box store, but your COVID won't spread at the small store. It's all so ridiculous. None of it makes sense. It's all wrong. And it's all Nazi behavior. Even though the mandate explicitly excludes grocery stores and pharmacies, the Quebec government went ahead and included Walmart and Costco anyway, after claiming it does not consider groceries as Walmart and Costco's principal activity. The weak justification simply does not hold water, seeing as the two supermarkets are the number one and three places where Canadians do the majority of their grocery shopping. Nevertheless, the oppressive measures kicked in on January 24th, and Walmart happily obliged, placing signs up across every one of its stores. Here's the sign. I'm going to read it to you. It says, Walmart, notice, starting January 24th, due to government mandate, we will ensure that all customers 13 and up are properly vaccinated when entering the store. So it doesn't even say if you're unvaccinated you could shop, but only with a warden, a health warden, otherwise known as a Nazi, otherwise known as the Gestapo. I bet they have big, shiny black boots. You can go F yourselves. Canada's done, finished as a country. What a disgrace. But it'll be America soon if we do not elect nothing but Republicans. And if we don't fight back like animals against these vicious communist scum. At the same time that's happening, historic, over 50,000 truckers joined a freedom convoy through Canada protesting COVID mandates. Massive crowds of Canadians show up in support. 50,000 Canadian truckers traveling across Canada in a massive caravan to protest the COVID mandates called the Freedom Convoy. Freedom Convoy, pushing back against COVID mandates, forced vaccinations, government regulations. It all began last week. And the public is behind them. The public is behind them. The truckers are being met with crowds of Canadians supporting them as they go. So what's happening in Canada is a disgrace. Let me see if I can find it. I've got this story I saw somewhere that a lot of money was raised for these truckers because they're going to be out of work if they're not vaccinated. And I believe GoFundMe cut off the fundraise and said you can't raise money for any kind of group that is against vaccines. Can you imagine how sick these people are? I can't find it out, but I'll have it for you by the next segment. GoFundMe is a disgrace. And by the way, this is a perfect story to read at this moment in time because, you know, being vaccinated guarantees you everything. Olympic gold medalist dies of COVID despite being fully vaccinated. Olympic gold medalist Sylvester Kosalny recently died after getting vaccinated for COVID-19. The 51-year-old Hungarian, who was the rings champion in the 2020 Sydney Olympics, was admitted to the hospital in December after supposedly expressing anti-vaccination views on social media. When he later perished after many weeks on a ventilator in the ICU, Sky News and other corporate-backed fake news outlets took the opportunity to blame his death on his refusal to get jabbed. The only problem is Solani did get jabbed because he had no other choice if he wanted to continue working as a gymnastics coach. Despite having personal convictions against the vaccine, the six-time world championship medalist was forced to or else sacrifice his career. So he got vaccinated, and he died not long after that. Sky News decided not to include this crucial fact in either the headline or on their front page story, which merely said, anti-vaccine Olympic gold medalist dies of coronavirus, suggesting that the fact that he didn't get vaccinated was a factor in his death, except he did get vaccinated. What a scam. You know what I say is the biggest scam in the world. It's the fact that almost everybody who dies from the vaccine dies within the first few days of the first vaccine, or the first few days of the second vaccine, or the first few days of the COVID booster. And they count you as unvaccinated if any of those things happen. It's the biggest scam in world history. You die vaccinated, but they say you died unvaccinated, and it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. You know what it really is? What it really is here, let me get the... I came up with a great title earlier today. I want to make sure, you know, when I write it down in my little section here, where I'm saving for all my big stories, I just want to make sure that I say it right. There is only one real pandemic going on. Post-vaccine death from the vaccine and post-vaccine COVID death. See, that's the deal. The vaccinated were duped. It's all a scam. And the only question now is, who will pay for mass murder? Because there's only one real pandemic going on. You either get the vaccine and die from the vaccine, or you get the vaccine and you get COVID, get hospitalized from COVID, and die from COVID. That's what's going on. That's the pandemic going on in America today. And the other pandemic is mental illness. Because anyone who doesn't understand all of this is literally mentally ill. Now let me switch gears. We got a minute? All right. So let me just explain the two big news stories coming up. Number one, I'm telling you, all of this, as horrible as it is, all the vaccine news, as horrible as it is a cover story for the real invasion of America going on at the border. It's the communist invasion of America and a communist takeover by using illegal alien foreigners to literally fill the United States of America to outvote the other voters of America. And a government contractor spills the beans on why Biden is hiding illegal immigrant flights in the dead of the night. They're finally admitting what's going on. I told you about it months ago. And then Biden says, I'm going to nominate someone to the Supreme Court who's a black female. And Jonathan Turley, the great constitutional professor, warns Biden his plan is completely unconstitutional. You cannot pick someone because they're black or female.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help. And we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on
precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Energized Health is sponsoring this segment of the show. Trying to make the world a healthier place, a thinner place, a younger place. You know what the greatest compliment ever? I had to go for a checkup with a doctor today, and after the checkup, the doctor called me into the room. He left, and he sent me to billing, and I paid my bill, and then all of a sudden he came out and said, I want to talk to you for a minute. Would you come in and talk to me privately for a minute? I'm like, okay, well, what the hell is this about? Is he going to tell me I got cancer? What the hell? I go in the room, and he says, how the hell can you look as young as you look? I'm looking at your birthday on your chart. You're 60 years old. You look great for 45. It's not possible. What are you doing? And I said, well, Energized Health. He said, I know. I listen on the way home from work every day. And I hear you talking about Energized Health. True story. It just happened this morning. He goes, but what is Energized Health? So the doctor really wanted to just know how he could get on the same program as me. Very cool. Very cool. John and Chelsea Jubilee are Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. What a compliment. How many people listening right now have ever had a doctor pull them into a room and say, I've got to ask you a private question. How the hell do you look as good as you look? It's not possible. Who's ever had anybody say that? Especially at 60 years old. I'm sure someone says that to Playboy models every day. But nobody says it to 60-year-old men. So I'm doing something right, and the only thing I'm doing different is Energized Health. So thank you, Energized Health. Great stuff. And I told that to everybody at my wedding. They were all like, what the hell are you doing? How the hell can you look better at 50 than at 60 than you did at 50? And the answer I said is Energized Health. And I pointed to John and Chelsea Jubilee, and I said, they did it. Go talk to them. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea are transforming the lives of my fans. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the Wayne Allen Root
40% discount. 40% off. They call it the War Decisive Action Discount because you're taking decisive action to change your life. And you're a fan of Wayne Root, you get 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. So Jonathan Turley is a great constitutional scholar and a liberal Democrat. He's a George Washington University law professor and knows more about the Constitution than I think anybody in the world. And he's warned President Joe Biden that using identity politics to choose a Supreme Court justice is unconstitutional. Biden revealed today his requirement for a SCOTUS pick is that the nominee be black and female. Can you imagine? I want to vomit. Not because I have anything against blacks or females, because it's so wrong. And can you imagine if the shoe were on the other foot? And I just said, you know, I'm president of the United States, and President Wayne Root says the nominee is going to be a white male. Can you imagine the screaming, racist, racist? Your requirement, Wayne, is a white male? His requirement is a black female. How is that any better? And, oh, by the way, I'm sure it's a black lesbian or trans female. It's using race. Yeah, RuPaul, the perfect nominee. Using race and gender. Or how about Elizabeth Warren would be the perfect nominee? She's a woman, and isn't she a minority? She's the perfect representative of the Democrat Party. She's a white woman who claims she's an Indian. That's perfect for Democrats. Because they get a white person, because we all know they're all racist. We all know Democrats don't even like black people. They think very low of them. They think they can't even manage to get ID to vote. They think they need affirmative action to get a job or to get into school. They think they need welfare for life to survive. So we know they don't like blacks. So why not nominate a white woman who thinks she's a minority? Even better. Or RuPaul would be perfect. No question about it. Black, transsexual. Using race and gender as a condition has already been ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court itself in other cases. Turley wrote in his debate with Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden made two pledges to voters and asked his opponent to do the same, to nominate only a black woman for the next open Supreme Court seat and to choose a woman as his vice president. He says, even with identity politics, the pledge to impose a gender and race requirement for the Supreme Court is as ironic as it is troubling. What Biden was declaring, what Sanders wisely avoided, would effectively constitute discrimination in admission to the Supreme Court. Indeed, the Supreme Court itself has declared such race or gender conditions are strictly unconstitutional for admission to college. The pledges that Biden has made amount to this. No matter how qualified men, or in the case of the Supreme Court, women who are not black may be, he will not consider them as candidates. In the case of vice presidents, such gender discrimination would be allowed, as presidential candidates can select a running mate on any grounds, and voters can decide if they approve. Justices, however, are lifetime appointments, and presidents have always been careful to state that while they seek diversity, they would appoint the most qualified person, regardless of race, religion, gender, or sexual orientation. In a single declaration, Biden dispensed with even the pretense of equal consideration. How disgusting. Our country is sinking like the Titanic.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is formally announcing the retirement of Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer.
I'm here today to express the nation's gratitude to Justice Stephen Breyer for his remarkable career of public service and his clear-eyed commitment to making our country's laws work for its people.
The liberal justice stepping down after nearly three decades on the high court. Breyer planning to retire at the end of the Supreme Court's current term in late June or early July. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, alongside 12 state attorneys general, gathered at the border for a security briefing Thursday. At the briefing, Abbott criticizing President Biden on the issues of human trafficking, saying Joe Biden doesn't care about the victims of human trafficking. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can
can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The Root's on fire. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. It is Hero 2020. Today, violence and personal attacks are spiking across America. I mean, there's nothing but crime stories. I'm looking at the New York Times right now. Not New York Times, New York Post. I never read the New York Times. New York Post I actually read. It actually has some validity of credibility left. The Times doesn't. But the story in the New York Post is about chaos rules in New York City, Soho, where residents say they're living in fear. Their condos cost like $5 million a pop. And when they go down in the street, it's criminals roaming through the streets, and bums, and homeless people, and drug addicts, and fires in garbage baskets all over Soho at night to keep warm. People see fire everywhere. It's like out of a scene from Mad Max. So today, violence and personal attacks are spiking across America, and you and your family could be walking or driving into dangerous, life-threatening situations. What would you do if you're carjacked? If you're attacked in a road rage situation, a home invasion, how would you protect your family? I want to introduce you to my friends at Hero2020.com, a company that's passionate about protecting families and saving lives. Hero's found a solution, non-lethal, award-winning self-defense products. These are super powerful pepper-based guns and concealed weapons that are literally on steroids, no kidding, designed to stop the bad guys in their tracks. When it comes to recommending companies and their products, I do my research. Hero is a smart choice for your home, your office, your car. I've got them in my home, my office, and my car. I really like this product and the people who created Hero2020.com. Go to Hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for Wayne Allen Root. WAR, W-A-R, for a special discount. Hero2020.com. WAR for a special discount. Hero2020. All right, we've got our guest here, an old friend of mine that goes back many years. I won the Libertarian Vice Presidential nomination in 2008. That was not that long ago, but it was so far ago in my mind that I never even mention it anymore. I never even say to anyone that I was a former Vice Presidential nominee. I was on the ballot, a presidential ticket, none of it. It seems like a lifetime ago. I consider myself now, my definition under my name is best-selling author and nationally syndicated radio host. I never mentioned former Libertarian VP nominee, but I knew Robert Stacey McCain back in the day. He was covering the Libertarian Party in those days. Now he's managing editor of Rasmussen Reports. You can find him at RasmussenReports.com. Robert Stacey McCain, how are you, man?
It's good to talk to you after so many years, Wayne.
Yeah, it was 2007, 2008, 2009 when I used to know you. It's not that long ago, but it seems like a lifetime ago, and I've done so many things since then, and I know you have too, because I was unaware that you had become the managing editor of Rasmussen. Very impressive title, and congratulations to you, Stacey.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to do it, and you know, during the 8 years of the Obama administration, my motto was, don't blame me, I voted for Bob Barr.
Well, that means you voted for Bob Barr and Wayne Root. Don't forget that.
Absolutely.
Bob Barr, but that was the biggest mistake in libertarian history. It should have been Wayne Root on top and Bob Barr as the VP. Not because I'm more impressive than Bob Barr, because I'm better in the media than Bob Barr. That was the big mistake. If we had put me at the top of the ticket, I would have made so much noise and rattled so many cages that we would have gotten 5 or 6 million votes, not 500,000 votes. Because Bob Barr was a traditional Republican politician, nothing against him, but he was just a traditional congressman who led the impeachment of Clinton. And that just didn't stack up well to the average person as different or as libertarian. So I just think the mistake was I should have been at the top of that ticket, and I think we would have gone pretty far, and it would have been an impressive run. But hey, it's history, it's a long time ago, and it's time to move on and look forward, and you're now the Rasmussen guy, and I brag all the time about Rasmussen being one of the two or three most accurate polls in America, so I'm on your team, buddy.
The polling companies took a big hit in 2016 and 2020 when so many of them just absolutely underestimated the support for Donald Trump. And that's one of the reasons, you know, that liberals kind of went into what I call Trump derangement syndrome. Because, you know, right now there's, you know, if you turn on CNN, there's so much about the insurrection that Republicans, you know, were upset because they thought the election was stolen in 2020. But if you went back to 2016, Democrats didn't believe Trump had won legitimately.
Correct.
And so there is this gap, divide, in the electorate. We see it all the time in our polls now.
Well, you know, look, I'm the guy with the pulse, and I'm telling you, whether it matches your polls or not, and I love Rasmussen, but I'm just telling you, I speak at 100 Republican events a year. As a matter of fact, I'm flying on a private jet to Dallas, Texas next week. I'm going to miss a day on the radio because someone running for Congress wanted me to come be the keynote speaker at their event at the Texas Speedway. So I'm going to be flying to Dallas for their event, and I'm flying to San Diego for a major event. I'm on the ground speaking to Republican voters, not every voter, not independent voters, not Democrat voters, Republican voters. And I'm telling you, you can't even find a Republican voter who doesn't believe the 2020 election was stolen. Maybe the general public doesn't. Maybe Democrats don't. Maybe independents don't. I don't know. But every Republican voter who pulled the lever for Trump believes Trump won and the election was stolen. And unless candidates understand that, you're not going to win in Republican primaries. So I'm just letting you know.
We have polled this and consistently show that a majority of Republican voters believe that cheating affected the outcome in 2020. And
right.
You know, you can define that. We have asked the same question basically two or three different ways, but we keep coming up with a majority. You know, a solid majority of Republican voters really do believe that the 2020 election was stolen. And the thing is that the media wants to treat this as some kind of heresy. You know, it came down to, I forget the total number of votes. I think it may have been 55,000 votes in four states decided the election. And so it's not really a far-fetched thing at all. And if some people say, well, there's no evidence, well, but maybe there's no proof, but there is evidence.
Yeah, and I think I've seen not just in Rasmussen polls that Republicans believe there was election, you know, dirt, that things are dirty and they don't trust them and there was lots of fraud. But I believe a slim majority of all voters in your polls agree that there was cheating in the 2020 election. Am I not correct? I seem to remember that.
Yeah, that is correct. That depending on how you phrase the question, right? Yes, you can. A majority think that cheating somehow influenced the outcome. And that's, you know, that's a general statement rather than anything specific.
All right, let's talk a little bit about your presidential tracking polls, because one thing I loved about you in the Trump years is when all those fake fraudulent polls, Stacey, you know, that were oversampling Democrats, said that Trump was in the 30s and the lowest rated president ever. Consistently, Rasmussen showed Trump in the high 40s and occasionally in the 50s among likely voters, not registered voters, likely voters. And that was very accurate, obviously, based on the election outcome, even though supposedly he lost. I don't believe he did. But even if he lost much closer than all those polls showed. And certainly likely voters came out in almost a 50-50 split for Trump. So you guys are proven accurate. But I got to ask you a question. Your latest poll shows 42% of likely voters approve of Biden's job performance, 57% disapprove. Really bad numbers, but I'm shocked. Because I see Democrat-leaning polls that show Biden at 36% and lower. So how are you up in the 42s? I think that's way too high for Biden.
Well, thank you for asking. One of the things that's important to know is that Rasmussen Reports is the only polling company that is doing daily tracking reporting of presidential job approval. Okay, other polls may do it weekly or monthly or whatever, but we do 500 likely voters 5 nights a week, And then what we publish, as our daily number is the average of 3 days. So it's a sample of 1,500 likely voters nationwide. And so we have also noticed that other liberal polling companies, including Quinnipiac University, have shown Biden lower. That may be due to the timing of when they do their polls or their methodology. I can't be sure, but we have shown one-day dips of Biden's numbers down below 38. He was, like 37.9.
I get it. He's at 42 today, literally today. You guys are up to the minute, or maybe yesterday. You're up to the minute more than any other pollster in America. I get it. Hey, Stacey, do me a favor. The music's on. We're headed to a break. Can you stay through the break? I want to dig into a lot more of your polls. Got some really interesting polls here. Can you hang through the break?
Sure enough.
Okay, Robert Stacey McCain, I call him Stacey. He is the managing editor of Rasmussen Reports. He goes back a long way with me. An old friend in a really impressive position. Congratulations, Stacey. RasmussenReports.com, one of my favorite places to go to check out the mood of the American people. I'll be right back. Wayne Allen Root, War. For Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, Energized Health, and we got some good news. The good news is you still can succeed, even though you already failed. I know you did. You made a New Year's resolution this year, like millions of other Americans, and guess what? You already jumped off that wagon. Hey, don't feel bad, but make a change. Make a change. Let's change that resolution to a revolution, and let's get on it with Energized Health. You could still lose that fat, reverse that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, medical conditions that you have. You just have to take a simple action step. Hey, we're going to be your master coaches. Log on today to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, John and Chelsea Jubilee. That's right. We're going to be your personal coach. Log on today, energizehealth.com.
Are you taking Viagra? And
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we'll continue with Stacy McCain, the managing editor of Rasmussen Reports, in just a second. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty, and their new vitamin D3 spray. If you've ever hated taking vitamin pills, this just made your life easy. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, who makes the highest quality CBD you've ever seen, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great, and it's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. So please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. 15% off when you click on code WAR15. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. All right, back with Robert Stacy McCain. Hey, Stacy, I see lots of other things at Rasmussen besides your daily presidential tracking poll. I see that 58% of voters agree media are the enemy of the people. Interesting.
Yeah, that is a poll that we did last summer. Are you reading me? Is my signal good?
Yeah, got you now.
Wayne, okay, all right. Okay, but yes, voters overwhelmingly believe that fake news is a problem. Majority agree with former President Trump that the media have become the enemy of the people. This was something that he tweeted back during 2019 when the Mueller report came out, and he said that fake news is truly the enemy of the people. And we found that 58% of likely voters agree with that, including 34% who strongly disagree, and but only that 36% don't agree that the media are the enemy of the people.
Right, and then you've got 63% supporting bipartisan reform when it comes to voting. Most voters are happy, in other words, with last week's defeat of the Democrat-backed election reform legislation, which you and I know are not is not election reform. It's trying to create a one-party system. They're getting rid of voter ID, and they say that's going to make elections more honest and more fair. When you don't ask anyone who they are, what an absurd thing. But 63% of the people, despite the mainstream media brainwashing all day long, are able to see through all that, and they agree that that last week's defeat of the Democrat legislation was good.
Yes. Susan Collins of Maine has tried, you know, after they defeated this partisan bill, you know, they got Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema to join Republicans. What they wanted to do was to repeal the filibuster, to end the filibuster rule in the Senate, which goes back long before even you and I were born. But they defeated that, and Susan Collins says that what she's doing is working with senators on an election reform bill that is truly bipartisan, that would help restore confidence in our elections. And in other words, you know, Democrats don't want voter ID. They don't want you to have to show up at the poll and prove that you are actually a registered voter. What they want to do is to have, mail, vote by mail, where you don't know who is filling out those ballots. And this was, this was done as an emergency measure in 2020, with COVID as the justification. And what the Democrats were trying to do with their bill was to make that permanent. Okay, to where what they call ballot harvesting. I'm sure you're familiar with the term.
Of course, it's horrible. It was illegal in 49 states until a couple of years ago. Now all of a sudden they want to make it legal in the whole United States. Completely illegal. Why wouldn't it be illegal? Who ever heard of Wayne Root walking door to door and picking up, 5,000 ballots and trusting that I'm going to hand them all in? Who says that I'm not going to take all the Democrats when I go door to door and throw them in the garbage pail and set them on fire and only hand in the Republican ones? How do you trust that somebody will grab your ballot and correctly hand it in? How do you know they aren't throwing them in the garbage pail when they disagree with you?
Yeah, it's an opportunity for corruption, obviously, because, we have polled this, that most people believe that mail-in voting leads to cheating. And that, people believe that the people who object to voter ID laws, for example, just want to make it easier to cheat.
Well, they do. Of course. By the way, Stacey, we're the only nation in the world that allows mail-in voting. Nobody else allows mail-in voting. No major industrialized country allows mail-in voting, let alone without ID. That's the crazy thing. What we need is a watermark on every single mail-in ballot so that we can prove you are who you are and no ballot is used 50 times. Each ballot is used once, and they can't print out new ones on their home computer printer. I mean, the whole thing is crazy. Makes no sense. Our country is run by thieves and criminals. Robert Stacey McCain, managing editor, Rasmussen Reports. Great to have you on. Thanks for fighting for the good guys.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
7-5.